In the 1920s, the RCA Corporation, known mostly for phonographs, marketed a musical instrument. It looked like a big wooden console radio with two antennae. To play it, you didn't touch it. Instead, you'd slowly wave your arms around the antenna, looking every bit like a magician coaxing music out of thin air.
Well, the theremin really represents one of the first completely electronic instrument in the sense that there isn't any sort of vibrations that are being amplified in the way that electric guitar works or a microphone amplifying the vibrations.
Composer Greg Cornelius is a doctoral student in music at the University of Texas at Austin.
You don't actually touch anything. Anybody can walk up to it and cause it to produce sound, but as far as controlling it, it's very, very difficult because there isn't any sort of guide that gives you some sort of relative sense of pitch that tell you where the different notes are.
The theremin was so difficult to play, there were only one or two real virtuosos. And so by the 1950s, theremins were mostly discredited as a serious musical instrument, just a sound effects machine for science fiction B-movies. Yet, the haunting sound of the theremin would become part of the American pop music canon, thanks to a creative but troubled musical genius.
Well, his name was Brian Wilson, and he used it, you know, on Good Vibrations.
Ken Kushnick is the producer of a documentary about Brian Wilson.
Because it's so high-pitched and in your face, you know, I mean, it sucks you in to the recording.
I remember when I first heard Good Vibrations, and the little town where I lived was always the last to hear the music that was popular.
The year was 1966. Tom Polk was a kid living in West Texas.
And I remember my mom picked me up from school one afternoon, and we were in the car, and of course the first thing I did was turn the radio on, and I heard this thing that sounded like the Beach Boys, and it was the most awesome thing I had heard. And there was this ethereal sound whooping through there. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. There's something about portamento instruments. You know, the electronic sound, the different timbres, it's so different. And, of course, there's a visual aspect of it, seeing it performed. There's just something magical about playing an instrument that you don't touch. There's something about picking notes out of the air.
All grown up now and living in Austin, Tom Polk's affection for the sound of the theremin has never waned. In an electronics lab just off his living room, Polk has built his own theremins from scratch.
It's more than a hobby, it's a passion.
In the late 1990s, that passion brought him full circle. Brian Wilson had just launched a comeback tour, but his theremin was so difficult to play. Well, the band needed an alternative. Among a small group of theremin enthusiasts on the web, Polk was known for building an instrument similar to the theremin, but which is easier to play. It uses a slide device with markings on the box to achieve the right pitch. Polk calls it a tannerin, named for the man who played a similar device on the original Good Vibrations recording. With the tannerin, Brian Wilson's band could achieve a precision of pitch which was virtually unattainable using a theremin. In fact, it worked so well on the road that in 2004, when Brian Wilson went back into the studio to put finishing touches on the legendary album Smile, he re-recorded Good Vibrations using that tannerin Tom Polk built at his home in Austin. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's got
I still am trying to figure out what to make of that because, for one thing, Brian Wilson is one of my all-time musical heroes. Ever since I was in high school, I was just fascinated with his music, and to be able to participate like that, to think it's just me, I have gotten more and more feedback from Brian's band telling me how important that sound is to what they do. And whenever I have an occasion to be with them, they treat me like royalty. I've never experienced anything like it. You're the man.
A realtor by day, Tom Polk says he's received several requests to build tannerins for other musicians, but he's politely declined. Considering the scores of hours that go into crafting an instrument, the price tag just wouldn't make any sense. But to have an opportunity to be part of musical history? Well, that, he says, is priceless. I'm David Brown for KUT 90.5, where Texas music matters.